The Rag and Bone Man. Thank you. Arthur Rincher, the head curator of the Merksbury Steam Museum. Nobody knows why it was called a steam museum, because it had nothing whatsoever to do with steam, but despite this, Arthur Rencher was still the head and only curator. He looked at his gold-plated pocket watch, which had been given to him by his father in 1903 and a half.
Oh, blast, he stopped, like all those other watches he gave me, he said, carefully putting it in a glass case marked early 19th century finds. Arthur was very attached to the old museum, which was started by his grandfather. But even though he was fond of the museum, he knew there was something lacking. Firstly, new exhibits, and secondly, people. Merksbury wasn't a very big village, and most of the people in the village had been several times already, so it was usually as empty as an author's wallet. He went and sat down on an Elizabethan chair which he'd made at a woodwork class and started to think about what he could do to improve the museum.
Now, it needs something valuable, something mysterious, something that will draw people in, like miners to a strike meeting.
Then he remembered back to an article he'd been reading in a newspaper a couple of days ago. It was about a man who had bought something from a rag and bone man for 50 pence and had had it valued at about £6,000.
That's it,
thought Arthur. It wasn't long before the rag and bone man came up the road with his horse and cart, and Arthur stopped him.
I say, Mr. Rag and Bone Man, he said, have you got anything on your cart of great value which you don't know about and would be willing to sell for a mere 50 pence?
The Rag and Bone Man thought for a bit and said,
aye?
And Arthur repeated the question.
Well, said the Rag and Bone Man, I'll have to see.
And he searched through the things on his cart.
Here you are,
he said.
Will this do?
And he unloaded a huge case onto the road.
What is it?
Asked Arthur.
It's one of your Egyptian mummies there, that is, replied the Rag and Bone Man.
Oh, it's just what I want. How much?
50p,
he replied. Arthur gave him a cross look.
50 pence is what you should say.
And he gave him the money and went. When he got back to the museum, he propped the case up against the wall and very slowly opened it up, and inside was a great big bandaged mummy.
Blimey, said Arthur, it must be worth a fortune.
The mummy opened its eyes and looked at Arthur and said,
yes, I should think I am.
Arthur was a bit surprised at this.
An Egyptian mummy speaking with a German accent? Ridiculous!
So the mummy went back to sleep and Arthur shut the case.
Now, he thought to himself, I'll need some sort of publicity.
He went and got a big board and painted a notice and put it up outside the museum. Soon people started to notice the notice and started to come. In a few weeks, there was a long queue of people outside the museum, and even tourists started coming, and Arthur was very pleased with himself and the museum. But there was one person who was not pleased, and that was the mummy. Day after day, he would stand there getting more and more bored, until one day,
Arthur,
he said,
and leaving you.
What? Cried Arthur in reply.
Yes, I'm leaving you right now, said the mummy. But,
said Arthur,
what about my museum? What will I do?
Well, that's up to you. Meanwhile, I'm going to become a sailor.
A sailor? Cried Arthur. But, Mummy, you can't leave me. I don't want to be an orphan.
But, alas, the Mummy did leave him. And the moral of this story is, always keep your Mummy interested when being viewed in public.